And now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your neighbor through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
Remember the old expression, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Welcome to Coach's Corner, a place to grow for Christian leaders. Relationships, or who you know, are huge for any leader. And if the expression, it's not what you know, it's who you know, is true, then relationships are huge for everyone. But what about for those of us who are trying to follow Jesus? Should who we know really be more important than what we know and what we can do? Beats me. I know there's a place inside of me that says it should be more about what I know and what I'm able to do that gets me the best opportunities in life and in ministry. But I just don't believe that's the way it usually is. And I haven't found anything in the Bible that says that that's wrong. So I may as well embrace it and share my thoughts with you as I do. Pastor and prolific author John Maxwell defines leadership as influence. Nothing more, nothing less. Of all the things I can do to influence another or lead another, being in relationship with them is probably the most powerful. I think God tells us the same about being in relationship with Him. After all, it's not what you know, but who you know. Another expression that's impacted me over the years is, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And people certainly won't know how much I care, assuming, of course, that I really do care, unless I have a relationship with them. Strong, caring relationships are huge for Christian leaders. I had a mentor who once said to a group, people feel as committed to an organization as they feel the organization is committed to them. By and large, I think this one's true. So, what is it that makes people feel like the organization is committed to them? Its policies? Its procedures? Its structures? Well, yes, to a degree, but more so the relationship they have with their direct supervisor. If they feel that he or she is committed to them, they will respond in turn with their own commitment and loyalty. This same mentor also said that as leaders, we are to build a team where individuals give a high degree of something he called discretionary effort. His contention is that all workers can find a minimum level of performance just to get by. But for the organization to be highly successful, we need everyone to go well beyond that minimum. We need every team member to give extra effort, extra passion, an extra piece of who they are, and that this will only happen when they feel the organization gives them something extra. Research suggests it's not money or benefits that make the biggest difference in people feeling this something extra from the organization. It's the relationship that they have with their leaders. Here's another example of where this is clearly seen. There's tons of training done in the world of sales. Much of that training boils down to one simple thing, learning how to create relationships, not how to sing the praises of certain products and services. Some experts contend that people make buying decisions based more on emotion than objective data. Now, I don't like this, but I've come to believe it. And, of course, the objective data may drive certain emotions in the person you're selling to, but so does your relationship with them. Now, I'll give a lot more leeway and benefit of the doubt to people that I know well and trust. This gives them an unfair advantage over someone that I don't know well, where the data just has to speak for itself in that case. Remember, it's who you know, not just what you know. Professors and consultants that have been studying the importance of relationships in organizations have developed some tools that allow us to see who has more relationships than others. These researchers come into your organization and map out who on your team has the most and best relationships, and they would suggest this predicts then who the best leaders are. They do this using a tool called a sociogram, and you can see examples of them online if you're interested. Some believe, and I think with good reason, that this gives a visual scorecard of who has a lot of leadership power and who doesn't. Another concept about relationships that I like is you become the average of the people you hang out with. Now, I don't know if this is true, but for me it sure rings true, so I've been intentional over the last many years about creating some relationships with people I admire and I think would have a positive influence on me. Based on my experience, I believe more deeply than ever that it is true. And I thank God for these people in my life that helped me to be a better follower and a better leader. So here's a challenge for you this week. Are there some people that would be good for you to build a new or stronger relationship with? Maybe someone who works for you. Maybe someone who would help you to become a better person. Maybe a person you'd like to sell to or minister to. If so, what could you do to reach out to them this week and build that relationship? Next week, I'll share some ideas on how to build strong relationships. Some of these ideas might just surprise you. Till then, I pray you experience God's rich blessings.